Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Limits Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The net is, or the repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer Lund, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2NBU.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's two. We'll start at the top of KC2NBU. Ray, what's going on tonight?
Well, we got all the slush plowed and shoveled and ready to ready for the freeze tonight. We've dropped over 5 degrees in the last 2 hours, down to 35 degrees now. And they're saying that an above freezing day is not in sight in the next 10-day forecast. So it's put the snow where you want it because it's going to be froze there for a while. That's what we were working on today.
Definitely a wise policy, at least the way it's looking, just like you said there. Well, all right. Congratulations on getting that done. I didn't. So we'll have to see what happens with it. All right. Take care. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on?
Good evening, Jeff and Ray. Not a whole lot. I finished my project yesterday on the plumbing. I got all of that done from the faucets down and right to the well through the filters and what have you. Problem was this morning when I went down, I had everything on bypass. It was working great. And this morning I went down to switch it over to filter and one of them just locked up in the middle. It shut everything off in the kitchen and upstairs. So what I wound up doing was cutting that section back out, threading that filter off, putting another one in, and tidying everything back up again. So it's up and running and what have you, but just disappointing, you know. You do everything you think is the right way, and then it turns around and bites you in the butt. So anyway, at this point, it's all done. Everything's working great, and it's all fresh, so it should last another 18 years anyway. Probably outlive me, but that'll be all right. At least it'll be a whole lot cleaner than what it was. And that's about it here, Jeff. You have a good evening, N5AOW.
All right, Bill. Yeah, I remember you saying you were having some issues there with the corrosion there, or not the corrosion, but I think it was the iron or something coming up through the pipes there, the minerals. So, well, that's always going to be tricky, but, well, I guess that's part of the cost of living up there in that beautiful spot you guys have up there. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I didn't do much today. Watched a movie with one of the kids, and we kind of laid around the house. Didn't do a lot. Had one of my relatives over for dinner, and we watched the Cowboys game there, and seen probably about the worst playoff call I think I've ever seen in my life. But well, that's just me. I didn't have a dog in the fight either way, but I just thought it was kind of a strange call. But other than that, that's about it. Just taking around here on the computer, and I'll be off to bed here in a bit. All right, KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service and return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Ray and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73 is for anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. We got a lot of noise tonight on the repeater, but it's not on your repeater. It's the distance I am away from it. So anyway, we're just having some fun. Looking forward to this little station.
KD2NBU. Good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations. Any other stations rocked? Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. See the noise lit up on my end. I got the steam bottle in. Close to the right direction with the wind, the way it's blowing down here, I'm surprised it's still up there. 7 feet strong. Have a good evening. Good day.
Good evening, Jack. N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, gotcha. I only hang a few minutes before I switch to another repeater. So, good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in.